Good morning. That's good morning. 6:15. 6:15 a.m. Sunday, July the 26th, 2026. Here in a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Got a lot of high thin clouds. Looks like some. Definitely some cirrostratus clouds up there. There's a couple layers of nimbus stratus in various places around the sky. It's nothing directly overhead, but yeah, I hope it's keeping the temperature down. It was 75 when I got up. It dropped a couple of degrees. I think the weather reporting widgets finally caught up with what was happening in the real world. But still, the thermometer in the backyard said 72. I was wondering how much of that was measuring the accumulated heat on the siding of the house. And my answer is, I don't think it's a lot, given that everything else is in the low 70s here. But the sun has not gotten above, or had not gotten above the trees when I started. It's probably up there now. It's still well to the north of east, so most of this walk should be in very cool, pleasant 70 degrees, but still shade. And there's just a hint of breeze, a morning zephyr. Rabbits everywhere this morning. I'm not sure why today, or if I'm just noticing them, and they've always been there, but we'll see. I don't know. And the other thing, something else weird. The neighborhood around my house is scattered with these little purple tissue paper circles, about the size of a you know, little round Band-Aid that they put it over your shot location on your arm or something. Just a little bigger than a nickel, not quite as big as a quarter. Tissue paper, like really thin tissue paper. I thought they were flower petals at first, and then they're everywhere. Somebody did something in the park. There's a big purple smudge mark on the sidewalk. And the incidence of purple seems to be a lot larger around that. So somebody did something in the park and shot what has to be hundreds, if not thousands, of these things into the air. I have no idea what it might have been, but they are everywhere. I've been watching here. I think we're well out of the local range, but still, it was like, what a weird thing to find in the morning. So I'm looking forward to getting back and having some breakfast. My meager breakfast of peanut butter toast. I hope I may have to bake soon. The last loaf is getting a little long in the tooth, and I'm expecting it to start to mold here soon. It's really quite stale, which makes it easy to slice thinly, but slice thin? Yeah, it must be sliced thin, because it's not. Thinly slice. I think that would be it. Thinly is an adverb, so it needs to have a verb. So thinly. My brain is not up to grammar shenanigans. Thin slice. A thin slice of bread made from slicing thinly. No, it's made from slicing bread. Sorry. Still wrestling with No Man's Sky. Still reading the latest volume of Soldier's Life. About three quarters of the way through. It's interesting. Interesting evolution of the character, the main character, and his relationship to the universe he finds himself in. Here's this lady doing her stair step along the curb this morning. Yeah, she's gonna cross over, get the other leg for a while. Your headphones on. Morning. For being 70, it still feels kind of cool against my skin. It feels nice. I'm humping along my... Got my heart rate up into vigorous and peak. I need to go home and do another post-walk pre-breakfast glucose jab. I realized a couple days ago that the starter packs of stuff that they gave me with the unit, which, by the way, I really like. But it was only, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days worth, maybe. I think it was 20 strips and 20 lancets. Yeah, which is at 4 a day would be 5 days. But luckily I noticed in time to order replacements that arrived just in the nick of time yesterday afternoon, so. I can bleed all I want. The morning numbers are being flagged as high, even though they are lower than some numbers that are higher later in the day. I know it wasn't the yogurt last night. I didn't have yogurt as my snack. I loaded up a stalk of celery with peanut butter. That was my go-to-bed snack. And it seems to me that I'm making a mistake. I'm making a mistake somewhere in not eating like a hobbit. The last time I had to deal with this, it was it seems to me I had to eat a lot of small meals, a few meals over the course of a day. Coming up on get ready to say, what do you mean? Monk post. So not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But like 11s and second breakfasts and mid-afternoon tea. I also discovered that the yogurt that I was eating was not the yogurt I thought it was. So I got to break out my cheesecloth and strainer and get rid of some of the whey so that I can goose the amount of protein in it by weight, by turning regular yogurt into Greek yogurt, which cuts its glycemic index in half, but it's already like 30. And blueberries have one of the lowest glycemic indices of all the fruits and some of the vegetables. So it's not the blueberries. The post-breakfast read with toast and peanut butter for breakfast, 50 grams of toast and 25 grams of peanut butter, Adams creamy. And the numbers actually go down. So I think there is some cutting out the bread, cutting out the toast may not be as advantageous as I think. Because I think I need to have a mid-morning snack. I think I need to have a mid-afternoon snack. I know I used to do, what did I used to do in the evening? Cheese and crackers. Triscuits. I think it was garlic Triscuits. I probably still have the food logs. I could maybe actually look it up. But I need to, I still need to make some adjustments. It's still coming together. It's, I'm a work in progress, even at 73. I hope I'm a work in progress at 93, but the probability of that is somewhat diminishing given the history of cancer and the stress that put on me, and now fighting this glucose battle. To be fair, don't have meds. So this is still being managed, if somewhat half-assed, by diet and exercise. I like to keep it that way. Let's see if I can. Anyway, No Man's Sky. Oh man, Sky. I've discovered new things in No Man's Sky that I really need to try to find maybe an experimental tool, a multi-tool, because it's got a massive scan radius bonus. I picked up an Atelian, and I don't think it, I picked up an A. I don't think it does as well mining as my Sentinel rifle does, in spite of its my alleged mining bonus. Yeah, I got the shade all the way. Good morning. Sun isn't even all the way up past the clouds yet. The one of the sole advantages of having the cat get me up at 4:45 this morning. It was a short night because I was up too late last night. Saturday night trivia typically runs way too close to Sunday morning for my blood, but trying to be supportive. Green stocks, green stocks. Those are dried, but so it's lost its seeds. I'm looking for the intermediate wheatgrass here. There's a lot of it that's still really green, still coming up. Might be able to get it by the end of the summer. I did a cull of my rye the other day. A lot of the seed heads were hanging out over the sidewalk. And so I broke them off. The stalk was quite dry. And I said, well, just, you know, give them a quick snap through the what remained of the heads, which had been upwards of 6 inches. 6.5, and have now fallen. They've lost the tips. The first couple, 3 inches have already fallen, been scattered to the wind, and I hope back into the garden. Right. Since my heart rate has dropped to 94. There we go. I think it was just situated wrong on my arm. Yeah, 21 and a half minute pace, so. Oh, this Lord Fuzzy Button is entourage. More. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3 day. But the day after isn't, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.